This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those major sea change moments that we're witnessing up in Missouri, at Missouri State University System, where feminist professors are commanding throngs of uptight, chip on the shoulder, in my view, mentally ill people chasing imaginary phantoms of oppression and discrimination while all Americans are having our basic freedoms dismantled. This is pure social disorder by design. This is pure divide and conquer. And we now have videos of them attacking, pushing, shoving, and threatening reporters that are members of the university, that are students, and who are minorities. This is scary. But first, the debate's coming up tonight. Remember the rout a few weeks ago on the CNBC debate? Here's some of the highlights of the skewed questions. Will we see that tonight from the Fox debate?
Live from the University of Colorado in Boulder, the Republican presidential debate.
Mr. Trump,
yes.
You've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
Send 11 million people out of the country. Cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit.
Right.
And make Americans better off because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
It's not a comic book. And it's not a very nicely asked question the way you say that.
When they say you act like you hate your job, do you?
This is another example of the double standard that exists in this country between the mainstream media and the conservative media.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And if you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
They paid $7 million to settle a deceptive marketing lawsuit in Texas, and yet your involvement continued. Why?
Well, that's easy to answer. I didn't have an involvement with them. That is total propaganda.
To be fair, you were on the homepage of their website with the logo over your shoulder.
If somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without my permission.
Does that not speak to your vetting process or judgment in any way?
No, it speaks to the fact that I don't know those ones. See, they know.
You have been very critical of Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who has wanted to increase the number of these H-1B.
I was not at all critical of him.
Where did I read this and come up with this that you were...
Probably, I don't know, you people write this stuff. I don't know where you...
Governor Huckabee, you've written about the huge divide in values between middle America and the big coastal cities like New York and Los Angeles. As a preacher as well as a politician, you know that presidents need the moral authority to bring the entire country together. The leading Republican candidate, when you look at the average of national polls right now, is Donald Trump. When you look at him, do you see someone with the moral authority to unite the country?
You know, as few questions I've got, the last one I need is to give him some more time. I love Donald Trump. He is a good man. I'm wearing a Trump tie tonight.
Governor Bush, daily fantasy sports has become a phenomenon in this country. We'll award billions of dollars in prize money this year. But to play, you have to assess your odds, put money at risk, wait for an outcome that's out of your control. Isn't that the definition of gambling, and should the federal government treat it as such?
Well, first of all, I'm 7-0 in my fantasy football league.
All right, folks. We're going to go to break. There, Christy gets upset and says, why are we talking about fantasy football? This is a big broadcast lined up. The political correctness has now reached boiling point. We'll break it all down on the other side.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, listen, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be telling you this, but Guns80.com, they're getting ready to do some crazy stuff. And my buddy Mark overheard management over there talking about things that are going to be happening between now and Black Friday. They're even going to put up another awesome deal, like around $400 for one of their rifle kits. So go to Guns80.com. Don't miss it. Follow them all the way through the holidays. Amazing stuff. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go now.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, the Mizzou state system of four colleges has been known as the bastion in the Midwest of political correctness, bowing to all of it. The first openly gay football player, a large portion of minority students, and generous scholarships. The president has groveled and apologized for his great evils and resigned for doing nothing. The chancellor has resigned, and this is the new beginning of what you would call the Red Terror. This is how communists take over different countries, is you get different groups of professors directing the young adults who really have no future under the system to have chips on their shoulders, to be upset about phantom menaces, and to demand resignations and to demand that schools adopt whatever new political correctness is the flavor du jour, or the cause du jour, or the cause celeb of the moment. This is true bullying and true Salem witch trials at its best. And this was the high-tech political lynching, to steal a term from Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, against this school, and sets a precedent of George Soros-style destabilization. And we know Soros-connected groups are involved. I sat back last night and this morning and watched a bunch of raw videos, over an hour of it, shot by the people inside the encampment that's taken over Commons area, and also without. And it didn't matter if you were a Chinese student. It didn't matter if you were a black student, a white student. If you were just seen with a camera getting anywhere near the Commons area taken over, mobs of people would come over and start attacking you, directed by professors who were heard yelling on the video. And we're going to play the video coming up of Melissa Click, assistant professor of mass media, pushing and attacking the camera and then yelling, "Get me muscle." You can imagine a re-education camp type situation with these people. Can you imagine being in a re-education camp directed by folks like this? And that's what the public schools are. The colleges and other facilities are giant re-education camps in the globalist's own social engineering words. Remember the new Army manual that got leaked 3 years ago admitted that they've been directed to set up civilian inmate labor camps for political dissidents where they will be, quote, re-educated. Just type in Army manual mentions re-education camps, Infowars.com, and we have the articles, the snippets, and then the links to Army.mil. Army.mil uses the term re-education camp for America. I said yesterday the professors are getting kicked out, the president has been kicked out or resigned for the crime of being white. And this is the hysteria that is being created, the crime of being white and being male. In all of these videos, if you see who is commanding the young, mindless adults who are giggling and laughing and having a mindless, raw gang member exercise of power, you will notice it is feminist professors. And we've already looked up three of them. We're working on an article right now identifying their writings and what they stand for. But when I was growing up, 13, 14, 15, I wasn't really in a gang, but when me and my friends were out anywhere in the city in Dallas, every week, sometimes a couple times a week, people would jump out of cars or run up and say, "This is our neighborhood. We're get ready to fight." We would just fight. And sometimes it was redneck, sometimes it was black guys, sometimes a lot of times it was racial. And in my experience, I always got to enjoy it being racial from the minorities against me because I was white. I mean, I'll guarantee you, most black folks out there haven't been in a bunch of knockdown dragouts with white people that just attacked them because they were black. Most whites are completely castrated, cowards, self-hating, mind-control victims. But I never even gave into the racism, and I transcended it because I also ran into being in small towns, other areas, or at a bonfire many times when college-age men would show up and want to beat up high school students and act tough and try to knock me upside the head with post-hole diggers. I mean, I've been at parties with, you know, kegs of beer by the lake up by Dallas when people got basically, you know, hurt really bad on both sides. So I understood it was tribal at even the age of 14 or 15, that it was groups of men would use an excuse to get organized. Black men, Hispanic men, white men, mixed groups for 60, 70 years will go to known gay bars and rob them and beat them up. Now, they wouldn't go rob a normal patron coming out of a bar at midnight, but they would do it to the homosexual community because, well, they deserve it. You see, it's a form of discrimination. Well, if you're a white male now and you're on a university, you are told you're inherently bad, and there's no way to grovel hard enough for any form of forgiveness to be given to you. And I've been talking about that for a long time. Well, you see this in these videos where it's a bunch of angry people screaming their voices out for days. It's been going on for 2 weeks, actually. Just running around crazed because you don't become successful inventing something or writing a book or opening a business or working well with others in a company and having innovative ideas, because that's all companies are looking for, let me tell you. I don't care what color you are. You get the job done. You love liberty. I love you. But this is a manufacturing facility to put chips on people's shoulders and to totally, absolutely jack your brain. Jack your brain. and this is gang mentality. This is people that weren't in the gang fights, that didn't go through the hazing rituals, who were brought up in front of television with their liberal parents teaching them how to be upset, how to be victimized, how to only be in a group, now exploring revolution, exploring military science. This is the most base level, 10,000 BC level science that they're manifesting, but it is war. It is capture the flag. It is you will capitulate to our demands. It's terrorism. It's a form of political terrorism. You notice it's the liberal colleges, you know, out in California where the cops spare everybody and the, you know, the school still defends it. Because those are colleges now run by only women and minorities. Then it's okay. And I've had professors on to talk about the liberal tyranny. In fact, we should get that Japanese professor, what, Hamamoto? He's on Thursday. Perfect. I mean, he's Asian. You'd call him classically liberal. But because he said, man, this political correctness is getting a little weird a few years ago, they tried to throw him out of the college. But he stood up to him. And it has become total cult level. I keep using that term. You watch these videos. I want to go to Missouri. But I was sitting there this morning and I thought Jakari Jackson's perfect. Because Jakari is a focused, calm, gentlemanly person. One of the most calm, honorable, smart, nice people I've ever met. But I've seen him get mad a few times and he doesn't blow up like I do. He's authoritative about it. And when the abortionists were attacking me and some other events, and I'm going to talk to him when he gets here because he ran home to get his stuff when I called him this morning to say, you know, get ready. I'm going to send you to Missouri. And I want him to, because he'll go there and try to be friendly and nice and just try to get the story of what's happening. But I want him to march into this camp as a man and see what they do to him. And I think even though the fact he's black, they'll probably go after him. Because it's feminist running it behind the scenes. They're the generals. In these videos, they're behind commanding from the university. And what they're doing is moving to get themselves put in charge of it. Not because they can bring more alumni or more money. Not because they can get better students or better sports people. Not because they can get more investment. But just because they got chips on their shoulder, this is a political takeover. And see, they already ran the universities. But now they've drunk the Kool-Aid of balkanization so much and so deeply and so entirely that now if they see a white male, even though they're a super liberal white male that goes along with all the brainwashing, all the baloney, they've got to go. And this is capture the flag behavior. This is primitive warfare. Where you've got an agrarian society, say, of 500 people in a little village, let's say on the Tigris-Euphrates, and you get a few clans of families that are all related with each other, but finally they, you know, create some dispute and then demand that some of the bigger houses built by somebody's ancestors and the larger granary should be given to them. And then they just storm it, overrun it, and grab it. And so this is primitive accumulation, basically. Just a beating of the chest, we're in control, bow to us, here's our demands, this isn't over yet. And so the president resigns, the chancellor resigns, more, 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 give us more, give us more. Because they're not being taught how to have a job or run a factory or actually engage in manufacturing or development of technologies. They're learning at these colleges predominantly how to be political bosses. How to run around and take control of society. How to oppress the First Amendment. How to have people arrested. And the school said, if you're not even part of the college, you come try to show video or something, we're going to arrest you. And Yale has come out and said, we agree with our students. We're going to have a march with the head of Yale and others has been announced. Because the head of student affairs said, don't be offended by, you know, costumes. People have a First Amendment right. If you don't like it, look away. The school's now saying, this is very evil. We may have to do something. We're going to have marches, though, because you're not allowed to wear costumes. I mean, you talk about living in a cult country under hardcore fascist oppressors. This is it. Their ideology is fascist in their mindset. Their deployment financially is communist. But only at one level for the general public. The elite, offshore, above the law, tax exempt. So, it's on. It is seriously on, and they mean business. And they are, we have, I don't care what color you are, we as men, as women, as pro-liberty people have been so cowed and so removed that crazy people taking control of any power structure that's out there and are now self-destructing in front of us, just screaming, I'm in control, I have the power, bow to me, I'm God, talk like I say.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Coming up, my friends, in the next long segment, I'm going to play a ton of clips of the resigning chancellor of the Missouri state system, college system, of the Soros spinoff 1950 group responding to the resignation, saying this is only the beginning, and more. But look at Yale. the faculty of Yale, the head of Yale, is going to march with the, quote, minority students and talk about their great pain and the fact that Halloween was not banned by a subdivision of Yale, by the two professors that headed up, a husband and wife, who, by the way, it turns out, were partially elected by Geraldine Luther, one of the young women screaming in fear of Halloween and saying that she demands a safe place and that it be banned. We now have a chance to meet the privileged Yale student who shrieked at her professor. But that's not the issue. The big issue is CNN, MSNBC, all of them, New York Times, are reporting on this like it's normal and good and encouraging it when they know it's completely sick and twisted. Because this is what they're going to use to ban free speech in this country. They've already done it in areas like Germany and Sweden. The police are federally barred in Sweden from reporting on radical Islamic rapes or killings. In Germany, if you demonstrate against open borders, you can be arrested, and some are being arrested and fined. How is that freedom? But that's where this is going. This is known conscious totalitarianism by the professors and up that are part of it. And when you look at the video, the raw video we're going to play coming up, it's on Infowars.com, photographer threatened with mob violence for asserting First Amendment rights, you see the women, the white women, every single one of them, stomping around with their eyes bugged out in fighting mode, with their shoulders bowed and their fists together, saying, "Get me muscle, take them out." I mean, they're like Marine Corps commandos ordering their forces into battle. Of course, you're not, though. But we're so wimpy that we bow to you. "Oh, yes, I'll use the words you say, master." And there's all these white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian, black, just running around in fear going, "Media, you're evil, you're oppressing us. Get out." It's like a Monty Python skit. But it's not funny because it's real. And now the liberal media goes, "What happened at the colleges? They're mentally ill. What's happening?" You did this by design. We now have Yale alumni are fundraising, the Daily Caller reports, to send pro-free speech book to administrators, faculty, and students. They're fundraising and explaining that, you know, even offensive speech is protected. In fact, it's more protected. But, you know, costume parties have nothing to do with racism, so you really need to stop. They don't care. They want power. All they know how to do is be chip on the shoulder. That's their job. That's the culture now, is to be a divided, dysfunctional, mentally ill, entitled house. So let's go to her clip of her shrieking in case you missed it. And going, "Shut the F up," and everything. We bleeped that part. And then we're going to cut to what happened before with the professor and the great evil he was saying that made her respond that way. Then we're going to go to the latest in Missouri. And it is over the top. I mean, you want to see what totalitarianism looks like? You want to see what it looked like in the first years of Mao in China? This is where it all began, with the young people being the most radical and being given power by the system to absolutely go hog wild. Of course, here, I'm sorry for you guys. Our forebears were ready for this, and we got the jump on you about 200-something years. I'm sorry, but you're really going to have a rude awakening if you try to run a military operation against the patriots of this country. All your Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda is going to fall flat on its face, because we've totally educated the police and the military. So it's pretty much game over for you, scum. Let's go ahead and go to part of this shrieking.
I agree with that. I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a professor, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here. You are not doing that.
You're supposed to be our advocate.
You should be at this at Lessay when you hear a Franco say that she doesn't know how to create a safe space for herself.
Now, let's just shut it off. Most people seen it or heard it. The full video is on Infowars.com. Remember, you know there's going to be some out of control apparatchiks that act like this, but the university is acting like it's good and is now basically investigating these professors because they dare talk back to spoiled brats. I mean, look how stupid that spoiled brat looks. These people don't live in the real world, but the globalists pulling the strings, they do. and you are their useful idiot chump morons. We'll be back. Stay with us on Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The enemy has made a critical error. They've been operating as if they weren't up against any resistance. Or they've been lying to themselves, saying the resistance wasn't strong. The truth is, with actual media reach, the libertarian patriot media combine in the United States is headless. That means it's very hard to defeat, very hard to discredit or target. It's decentralized, and it's much bigger in total aggregate news projection and being able to reach people. We are winning the info war in the news spectrum, as Hillary Clinton had to admit 5 years ago as Secretary of State in a congressional hearing. That's the good news. The bad news is that's only 25%, in my estimation, of information warfare in the United States, in North America, worldwide as well. 70%+ is embedded in TV shows, movies, and fiction products. And in the fiction products, there is overt and subliminal programming. We're going to put a report out by Friday on this, a lengthy video report, showing and how they're paying for it, not just showing you examples, but how they admit they're paying for it, the CIA, domestically, to divide and conquer and brain damage this country. So, yes, we are really routing the enemy in the news area. The problem is large portions of the public, especially college students, do not consume news. They suck their thumbs, they play video games, and they watch TV all day. They're so similar. I don't care if they're black or they're white or they're Hispanic. They are literally pathetic in the statistics. Asians don't play as many video games or watch as much TV in the U.S. because that's the cream that's been sent here. Asians in Japan and South Korea and in China are even more brain damaged, literally. They actually are brain damaged by television and have had their brains rewired and are drooling victims. So it's very, very sad, but these anomalies are very, very interesting. And again, when I talk about drooling victims, just type in screen time damages brain. Screen time causes neurological disorders. Screen time causes lowering of IQ. Screen time associated with lower productivity and depression and being unfulfilled. See, I only watch the screen to analyze propaganda in key snippets, and still it's revolting and depressing, but I have to do it to expose the enemy. But even when I watch a movie, I don't suspend disbelief anymore. I remember the last times I could suspend disbelief was I was maybe 18 years old, and I could go in and just get into fantasy land and watch a movie. Does not happen anymore. But movies are better now than I'm sitting there coldly analyzing them, conscious for 2.5 hours. They've expanded the average film to 2.5 hours. They found people have a higher perceived value for what they pay if it's 2.5 hours long or longer. And you can read all the social engineering, all the admissions. It's all out there by the technocrats. And they've decided to bring in a totalitarian system worldwide and to attack language itself and to have humans attack each other on age, on region, on gender, on so-called race, and betraying true liberals that sought to bring equality and freedom and what Martin Luther King talked about, judging people not by their skin, but by the character of their deeds and their conduct. Now we see, again, the inverse of that being carried out by the so-called left and the old left, for all their problems, going, this is crazy. You can't ban costume parties. Colleges are supposed to be more about free expression than any other place. And they go, we're going to have you fired. Here are our demands. Admit you're racist. Submit to us.
Well, actually, I'm a big liberal. All right, you're right. I'm sorry. I resign.
Good. Now we have more demands. Do what must be done immediately.
This is what it is to be conquered and to be captured. I'm going to break it down and play these powerful videos and the latest developments in a moment, but they have figuratively, but literally as well, culturally jumped the shark because it is so wildly insane and over the top now in their power grab that it will wake people up. They've gone too far. But we're at a critical point where it doesn't matter. If you just get woke up but don't say no to it, don't stand up to it, then a lot of people will just capitulate to this tyranny. But we need to go out to the University of Texas and find these people and get in their faces that want to ban Halloween. We need to go out to all the universities. Citizen journalists need to and really go, what's your problem, little baby? All you know how to do is claim you've been violated or somebody's been mean to you? This is pathetic. You're being taught how to have a victim mentality and never be successful. You're being sabotaged. You're being screwed up. Don't you understand the science of it? It's got to be done. We're going to go to that in a moment. First off, I want to introduce a product that we've been working on for a year. We have several powerful detoxes, one of which is sold out right now. It should be back in by next week. But Living Defense is a brimming large bottle and is extremely affordable. We'll put it up on screen at InfoWarsStore.com for TV viewers. It is an extremely good deal. other anti-parasite detox packages that are out there cost more and are not even as strong or as organic as this. And these pills as well, these capsules smell great. I'm going to show TV viewers, but I'm going to describe it for radio listeners. This pill bottle is brimming to the top and on average is twice the servings of leading competitors that cost the same amount. I'm going to show people right here on the desk what we're talking about here, how many of these pills we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about years of being able to every 6 months flush the body with these treatments. And you've seen it in the news, you've heard about it with all the different parasites and other things that are in the environment, that it's one of the most unresolved issues out there. And let's just hope you don't have any invasive species inside your body, inside your guts, inside other parts of your structure. But this is the type of insurance that is extremely important. I took it a few months ago in the beta before we mass manufactured it. The truck just arrived today. Living Defense, it's sure to sell out quickly. The statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms like parasites. Parasites can be transmitted by people, pets, food, and the environment, and so many other sources. Once parasites have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients and release toxic waste. They use the bathroom inside of you. It's time to start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body. Introducing Living Defense, the new harmful organism cleanser by InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense uses wild-crafted organic herbs to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. We are expected to sell out of this very, very quickly. This is our limited first-time run. So visit InfoWarsLife.com today to try Living Defense today while supplies last. We have 25% off continuing on Brain Force this week. And we also have 20% off on InfoWars Life Winter Sun, the organic vitamin D formula. Absolutely essential. Regulates insulin levels and aid and diabetes management, support lung function and cardiovascular health. Just the power of vitamin D, true organic D, is amazing. It's taken sublingually for better absorption. Influence the expression of genes involved in cancer development and more. Sensible exposure to sun to 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per week, allows the body the ability to produce sufficient amounts of D. But vitamin D has a half-life of only 2 weeks, meaning that stores of it in your body run out in just a month, especially in winter. That's why disease spreads so much worse during winter, folks, is because you don't have the vitamin D in your body. So a lot of great products at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for purchasing the products. This is what funds our operation. Now, I've gone through detox doing the X2 and doing the deep cleanse and things. It wasn't too painful, but kind of got some headaches and felt unusual, but felt really great afterwards. I've done the Living Defense, and I didn't have any side effects. But it will flush you out in a big way, and it's got a whole bunch of organic stuff in it. Wildcrafted black walnut, green hull, that's the big one right there. Just look what black walnut does. Organic, it just goes over it all. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, no, 28, 28 different things in it. All organic, all wildcrafted source, the highest quality. This is a Rolls Royce at Ford Mustang prices. This is a Bentley at Camaro prices. This is a top Ferrari at Hellcat prices. I mean, this is really, really, really a good product in my view. We've got 4.8 ratings. Nobody else has got that by major third-party sites like Power Reviews and InfoWarsLife.com. And this is something that everybody should try. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of parasites. Hopefully you're that 10% of people that don't, but there's just all sorts of them. Dr. Grubb's going to be in the third hour via Skype to go over some of these and list them. I've got stacks of articles that we're going to be covering today. I've been dropping these pills everywhere. They barely fit back in to the container. It's absolutely brimming. InfoWarsLife.com. There's enough here, even if you're like a family of four, to be able to do the harmful organism cleanse. I mean, we do it for our dogs. We do it for our cats with toxic stuff from the vet, why wouldn't we want to use God's gift of Mother Nature for ourselves? This is just stuff you're not going to hear the establishment talk about. Or they'll wait till you get so incredibly sick, they'll have big pharma or surgeries or whatever. It's another big game changer from InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, done talking about that. Please support our local M&FM affiliates as well and support their local sponsors. Continue to spread the word. So, all over the country, at major universities, professors that have done nothing, deans and presidents that have done nothing, somebody sees a swastika drawn in poop. I hate to be gross, but that's what was caused all this. And somebody said at a party, a drunk guy said something racially insensitive. And so because of that, because the police didn't arrest the one guy who they reported on, you have weeks of hunger striking, hyperventilating, all this craziness. And I thought I'd actually play the video. This is from Yale with Professor Nicholas Christakis, who with his wife heads up the student affairs subsection that's over a subsection of Yale. And here's what he said to her that made her freak out. Here it is.
I have said I'm sorry for causing you pain.
That's different.
That is different. That is different, in fact. That's different than the statement that I'm sorry for what I said. There's a big difference between the two, guys.
Do you fundamentally stand behind
I stand behind free speech. Yes, I do.
Well, then that sorry doesn't mean anything.
Even when it's offensive, especially when it's offensive. Even when it denigrates you, even though I don't agree with the content of the speech, I have the same objections to the speech that you do. The same ones.
But it does.
But I defend the right of people to speak their mind.
So
who gets to decide what's offensive? Who gets to decide, guys? What if everybody says, I am hurt? Does that mean everyone else has to stop speaking?
But that's not what was happening.
I agree with the content of your speech. I am as against racism as you are. I am as against social inequality as you are. I have spent my life addressing these issues. Even some of the students in my class have been brought to this. But that is different than the freedom of speech. The right to defend people to say whatever they want, including you.
Okay.
Including your right to write what you want and speak to me, which I will also defend. And one more thing. When I was at other institutions, I have defended people with your views against tremendous opposition. People with your views that the administration tried to ferret out and expel, I will defend you to say whatever you want, anywhere you want. You understand? Except to disrupt the classroom where someone is trying to teach students, which is the Yale policy, by the way.
So we're coming up with this now.
So the one exception is because other people have rights too, not to say
you can't disrupt private places. So, here's what's happening. People want to be social justice warriors. They want to get their stripes of combat. So now they see brown paper bags. They see people, white people dancing to rap music, and you're making fun of black people. I mean, these are the type of things that are being done. Or you say men and women together, and feminists say that's hurtful. All male with female sex is patriarchy. You've got all these liberals that bought into this that don't realize this is weaponized. Now, let's start going to this, and we'll come back from break and play the rest, because the real powerful stuff's at the end, where they march over everybody. It's not only now that people start backing off the students with the newspaper, who by the way, you know, it's like a Chinese guy. They then run over them, kind of like the abortionists did when I was outside protesting at the Planned Parenthood facility a few months ago with Jakari and others. They would just link arms and run into us and ram old people over and stuff and then say, stop assaulting me. This is what they do. Howling and screaming. I'll just skip this break. I can't help it. That way we can get to all this. It's a network break, so station shouldn't play anything over it. No other talk radio does this, but I do it, folks. I just can't help myself. And so we're seeing this happen, and then they run over people. And what's crazy is you see white women, white men, black men who are, look like they're on the basketball team, big guys, just grinding their teeth with hatred, looking at this Chinese guy. And the guy's like, man, I just got a job to do. I'm taking photos. I'm not doing anything. And finally they go, you lose, because they're grabbing his camera. He backs off, and then they just run everybody over. And then somebody goes behind him, and then the feminist professor commanding the operation, she runs over and goes, get me muscle, get him out of here. And they've taken over the Commons Green area, and they don't let other students in. This is just wannabe gangs. I'll be wearing leather jackets like the Fonz and, you know, from Greece or something. What's that great movie about gangs fighting each other, white gangs? It's one of the guys' name is Pony. The Warriors is good, too, but what's the one where he's called Pony Boy or whatever? And they've got people killing each other and stuff. I forget the name of that movie. It's a good one, too. But, I mean, that's what this is. You pull up at Sonic. You're 16 years old. You're dating somebody's ex-girlfriend. There's three guys in a truck. They get out. They come over and beat you up. I mean, that's just what this is. It's gang mentality. It's horde mentality. All humans do it. It's primitive. And they've dumbed people down so much now that they're just like, our university, all whites out, unless you're a woman. What was the name of the movie you said?
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders, yeah. I mean, that's all this is. If you got a town of just white people, there'll be four gangs of whites that kill each other. You got a town of just black people, they'll all kill each other, too. It's like the Star Trek episode where one side of the face is black, the other is white, and then the opposite group is the slave group. They have the same IQ, but just have different color faces. And then one group enslaves the other. That's all this is. I mean, who thought that, quote, minorities run by George Soros and the Justice Department wouldn't act like every other culture? Every culture did stuff like this. This is what humans do when they degenerate. So for radio listeners, I will kind of give you play-by-play over the audio and narrate this. Here is the video. It's 6 minutes long. Photographer threatened with mob violence for asserting First Amendment rights. It's up on Infowars.com. And it ends with the commander, the general, Melissa Click, assistant professor of mass media, trying to annihilate the right of the press and grabbing people's cameras before demanding he leave and then saying, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here. Hey, you should have joined the military, lady, if you want to be in black ops. You want to overrun people? You want to overrun machine gun nests? You want to sneak into bases? You want to? I mean, this is all just a bunch of weak nobodies just strutting around going, we're in control now. It's pathetic. This is entitlement. And I'm telling you, folks, it's happened to me at least three times. I haven't run into a lot of racial stuff in Austin until the last few years because of all the hyping of this. But I've been at UT eating outside UT at a cafe, and two black guys walk by, and they go, look at the blue-eyed devil. Oh, we're going to do something, devil. It's like, come on, guys. You're just looking for trouble. You know, I care about you. And then they go, oh, yeah, I bet you do, devil, and they walk off. They're just like black Klan members. And then I've had picked out repeatedly when I've been in East Austin, nice areas to eat over there. You know, people approach me because I'm white and demand money from me. Because obviously it's a form of reparations. I owe it. And there's racial attacks popping up all over the country at record levels. This is sick, and the media won't report on it. And there's going to be a backlash from self-hating whites. Because I can't tell you how many self-hating whites have a religion of hating themselves and worshiping minorities, who now are flipping to the other side and recruiting for white supremacists and others is off the chart, which is part of the divide-and-conquer Hegelian dialectic. Just like they control prisons, everybody's racially divided there, then the warden controls that. That's what they're doing to America. And these people are the enemy. They are the totalitarians. Let's go to this video. Here it is. This is from what's happening right now. This is yesterday in Missouri when the media was attacked. There were a bunch of instances, mainstream media, school media, in the public commons, that you do not operate unless the gang says you can. Just like you're in a Crip area or just like you're in a blood area, you get in the feminist area, they now are in control. They're making their move. Here it is. These are people basically military service.
Can you tell him how
this is war? A low proto-forma, 10,000 BC level. But every culture devolves into this when they fall. And it's just groups yelling and hating everyone. It's white people yelling at a Chinese guy, telling him he's hateful and hurting them and is a racist.
If
take photos. You need to please give them space. Do not, you cannot be this close to them. Please.
They're being close to me.
So they say give them space, and they run him over. You keep saying I have a First Amendment.
Yes, you are.
The only people with chips on their shoulders are like, what's this guy doing here? I'm documenting this for a national news organization. They don't care.
This is the First Amendment that protects your right to stand here. Protects mine.
You're not going to yell at her.
Just calm down.
Ma'am?
You're not going to.
Okay, ma'am.
She doesn't
the
want to.
The First Amendment. Ma'am, don't yell at me. Ma'am. The First Amendment protects your right to be here and mine.
So he's a man. That's his problem. Look at these girls. Some of them are so just young and dumb. And some of the men just look so stupid. And all they like is just starting to fight. Here comes the professor. Back off. She's shoving him. She's pushing
him. Back off.
Don't push me.
Now they're pushing him and shoving him, and then they run over him. They start saying, you lose, you lose, you lose. And then the more he backs off, they won't let him take photos.
You need to back off.
You need to back off. I know that. You need to back up. I know that. I know that. I know you better back up.
Why?
I know that.
Don't touch us.
It's all about raw exercise of power. We made somebody back off today and violated his rights. We're tough. We're winners. We took over the water well in the middle of the town. Same deal.
You're with the Office of Greek Life?
My name is 1950.
Ma'am, are you with the Office of Greek Life?
No, my name is Concerned Student of 1950.
You have to step back, bro.
They just want to find somebody to get in their face.
You gotta go, bro.
No, they actually can't because the law protects.
And then it's a big victory when they violate his rights. They run over some other reporters
on public spaces. I don't think
people are so entitled they've been violated. By some Chinese guy. Now they're grabbing his arms. It's all a game, folks. It's all a coming-of-age game now. You see, it's class envy. There's super racism against Asians in the liberal community. Let's just say the black community. We've all heard the speeches.
But, sir, these are more students who are asking you.
And this is our friend. Our friend's life was on the line. We're asking you to respect that. And I'm trying to document it for history.
Everybody else is too, but they're being respectful about it.
Please.
They're being respectful about it.
Please. Be respectful.
See,
bow down. Kiss the ring.
Okay. They are together.
No. Don't exercise your rights. We're together. I'm with you. I'm a liberal.
And what they need right now, which is to be a
doesn't matter. You will submit. This is a game. This is a French Revolution in the making. It's a mob.
Back up.
It's a witch hunt.
You just lost this one, bro. You lost this one, bro. Back up.
You lost this one.
Hey, where the signs at? Just put the sign in his face.
Pass you lost this one, bro. Just back up. Just back up. You lost this fight. You lost this battle. Just back up. Hey.
Tell you what, hit pause. We got to go to break. Back it up 30 seconds. This is where it gets rough, and they run him over. And then we're going to play you the next clip where they say, bring in the muscle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I think we can play that if they want to.